another subject I've had this come up a couple of times, and people ask me, what is an ATM? You know, I don't even know what an ATM is. No, but you know, sometimes we talk about it like new people might not even know. And so I thought it would be really great to talk about that in depth this morning, especially the About Me page. And the reason why I'm going to bring that up is that's on, Bruno will put on where you can get it, those pages, but it originated, which is kind of funny, it originated from the Lampy team. That's where that came from. If you wonder where those lines came from, it came from here. And so I was teaching it to people all the time, and we were doing it in the team. And then as things changed, you know, we didn't talk about it as much, especially when we went virtual, but you still need to have it in front of you. That doesn't mean that you're going to show it to them, but you need to have that as your guideline. And so I want to put up the About Me page just for a few minutes, talk about it, so I can encourage all of you to do it. Okay. It's important that you do it. That's not the one I'm looking for. I'm looking for the one that has the blanks in there. You know, my name is that one. Maybe I said it to you wrong, Bruno. You might need to go find that one. In the meantime, while he's looking for that, I want to share with you how important it is to build that rapport. And that's what I want to talk about. It's not asking a bunch of questions like this in interrogation. It is about, because otherwise you ever talk to people and you're like, what about this? What about that? And they never go deep anywhere. And it all seems like an interrogation. Here it is. Okay. So my name is, now if you're in the home, I'm going to go through this and I'm going to have the panelists talk about it. One of the things that I would do here, the reason why do I need to put my name on there? Because it's an About Me page. Because guess what? Chances are they don't even remember who you are, especially when you walk in and they're embarrassed to keep asking you your name, right? So it's there in that About Me page. And then I'm going to go through this just a little bit, and then I'm going to bring up the panelists, and we're going to go into it and talk about the pictures and what those mean. And I'm telling you, if you can knock this out this weekend, that would be something you should work on. You know, so my name is, and then you put your name there. My name is Diane Lampy. I was born in Chicago and I moved to Dallas. So I guess I'm a Texan. You know, you don't make it like, remember this About Me page is not about you. It's about them. So don't think you have to put these are short bullet points to cause the conversation. It is not about, they don't care about your life history. I hate to tell you, they don't care about you. They don't. But what this does is causes the conversation, because many times people are brand new, agents are brand new, and they don't know what to say. So right there where I was born, that's where we would train people to say, oh, have you originally always lived in Texas? Or, you know, where did you live before this? And then that causes a conversation. You want a conversation, right? Oh, I've been to Ohio. Man, that's a neat place. What brought you here? Again, conversation. These guys are going to get into it a little bit deeper, but I want you to think about this is the bullet points for conversation. So let's say you're right there. You know, let's say you're married. Maybe you're not married. Maybe you have kids. Maybe you have grandkids, but it's just a simple sentence. Let's say I'm married. I've got three great children. Then you might even put their names. I don't know. Or you might say, I'm married, but I have fur babies. You're doing that. And they have fur babies there, right? Oh, you have some too. How cute, if you're in the home. Again, conversation. Or you might look around and you see grandkids, pictures, or whatever, conversation. This is just a one line and we'll go over it. Then you go over your hobbies, right? A lot of times there used to be another line about, was in there. I remember it. They must have removed it. But You know, prior to help protecting families, I was in the mortgage business. Just a little background, you know, and then I'd say, so what do you do? Again, it's causing conversation. Oh, okay. Are you doing that full time? What about your wife? What, you know, does, or whoever you're sitting with? These are bullet points for talking and finding out about them. It's not about you, right? Remember, it's not about you. And then you talk about your hobbies. They're like, yeah, you know, I really love, you know, working out all the time, or I love photography. You know, I'm people call me whatever and make a joke. So what do you like to do? They go, oh, I love doing this. So now you're talking about their hobbies. You're finding out, and this does not take long, but it will take a little bit longer than you think. Well, why can't I just get right to it? Guys, people buy people. They don't buy products. They buy people first. Then you're going to share with them that. But first, they got to know, like, and trust you, right? But a lot of times, the guys that are on here that are top producers will tell you they spend a lot of time right here. They don't hop right into it. And we'll, once I break this out in a second, we'll talk about it. And so where it says too often, here's what the one I had in my mind. Prior, the reason why I'm so passionate is my father passed away and we had coverage in place. So our family was not financially devastated. So that's why I'm so passionate and why I'm sitting here with you. What does it look like for you? That's the money section right there. The money is right there in that question, because you're trying to find out what their family did. They'll go, oh no, my dad died. I didn't have any coverage. Oh yeah, my mom passed away and we were taken care of. Either way, my answer always would be, that's exactly why I'm here. So either I'm exactly why I'm here so that doesn't happen for you, or that's why I'm here. That's exactly why I'm here. So we make sure that you can sleep at night knowing that your family's protected, and let's go. So the sale's made right there. I should have put up my page. It's a little bit different, but it's the same thing. Prior to protecting families, to me, that is important. But it's only a sentence, guys. You don't need to go back 20 years of what you did. Give us a little bit, not much. Now, are there pictures on there on this, Bruno, the picture page? Do they still have that? Right. Okay. So on this page here, what's really important, the pictures you choose should be relative to what you were just talking about. So if you're talking about fur babies, have your fur babies there. If you were talking about your wife and your beautiful kids, have your kids there. And then you put your license there. You need for them to see that you're real. That's what this is about. This is where the connection is made between you and them. They're looking at you like, your kids are so darling. Oh, your dogs are whatever. So Bruno, you can take it down a minute because we'll talk about the transition. And I would love for the panelists to share what they do, because I know they use them. So either if they're virtual, they're not using it in front of them. If they're in the home, they're using it. And guys, if you master those two sections and do the question at the end, they're already sold. So I'm gonna tell you, they're already sold. You just have to find what fits in their budget and what they're looking for. Mike.
Hey, Diane. Yeah, this is one of my favorite topics, really, when it gets down to the sales process, because, you know, I remember one year there was a contest to see how quickly you can get into the house and get a check and get out of the house, right? And that was called, you remember that, right?
Yes, I do.
And that was called instant chargeback, is what I think that was called. But you know, I think the genius behind this, and I remember when this was introduced too, The genius behind it is it gives you a framework to have a conversation to build rapport. You know, there are some natural salespeople that if you just watch them, they do this naturally and it's so beautiful to watch. But, you know, it's really, and especially with the virtual and all that, it just, you should have it up as just things to talk about, you know. I've watched people put like, you know, 20 pictures on that picture page. I'm like, it's not about you. Like you said, it's not about you, bro. It's not about you. It's just like connectors, you know, like here's my kids, you know, I see you got, look, here's my three boys and one daughter. And oh, by the way, here's my new granddaughter. You know, I see you got some pictures. Tell me about them. You know, it's about drawing out from them. And, you know, it's, I think it's probably even more powerful to have this up with you at all times on the virtual side, even more so than on the in-home. Because, you know, I used to always sit down and say, you know, like, you know, let me just tell you a little bit more about the stranger in your house. Because, you know, this is where you start to give them a little bit about you. You know, my name's my, and like you said, people forget your name. I forget their name, except I got the cheat sheet. I got the lead that has their name on it. They don't have anything with mine, right? You know, I forget, right? And just, you know, just take those cues, not as like my name, as I was joking with Bruno, Slim Shady, right? I'm not, you know, it's, you know, it is just to reconnect, you know, and find things and then use powerful stories. I think, you know, the story that Michelle and I have now is really, you know, the reason why we're passionate about this is, guys, we've been through a round of cancer. And if we did not have policies in place that allowed us to have some freedom, have some money, like Tim was saying, you know, I don't know what we would have done, to be honest with you. And I really can't leave the house today or leave this conversation today without putting something in place to help you. Does that make sense? You know, so to me, those two pages, and again, because we're not necessarily all gathering each week, we don't necessarily train on this. This is one of those fundamentals that we introduced, I don't know how many years ago. I'm not going to say it, Diane, because we've been around that long, right? But it was a fundamental that changed. It was a shift in how we did business, and it should be a cornerstone of everything we do. So anyway, I love this part.
Well, you know, Mike, everybody was wondering how we, you know, how we were doing what we were doing. It was with this, because it wasn't formally written down, but that was the process, and that's what we did. And what I want to do before I have the other panelists come up, I want to know who does it virtually. Tim, do you do virtually? Do you show your screen? What do you do?
No, I don't show my screen virtually. That's one of the no-nos that we talked about, especially if we're working with final expense clients, older clients. We start showing our screen and they might freak out like, oh my gosh, you're, what are you doing? You're taking over my phone. They don't understand technology, that kind of thing. So I'm going to use visual aids when that comes up. And so, you know, I've got pictures right behind me. I'll pick them up and I'll say, hey, whoa. I'll say that, but I'll look and I'll say, hey, yeah, I'm getting to know your family. And so it's important. I'm a family guy too. And so I like to introduce you to my family as well. So this is my wife, Nikki, and she and I are in the business together. And so she works once we get your application done today and, you know, get that submitted to see what we can get you qualified for. Then she's going to help work behind the scenes to get your applications approved very, very quickly. And then here are amazing three kids here at home with us. Here's Rebecca, Tyler. They're our 13-year-old twins. And we've got an older one too. He's 24, doing his own thing. Our fourth, we were maxed out with four. So we called him Max. So that's our family. Welcome to our family. And so I say the same thing every time. If I'm in the home, I got a couple of different pictures that I'll add. But yeah, I just use visual aids that I have right at my fingertips. So
how long do you spend there?
Oh, I mean, I'm going to spend 15 minutes building rapport, 10 to 15 minutes. And I would challenge everybody, especially if you're new, watch the clock and see, because what you may think is 10 to 15 minutes, 2 minutes. And you're like, oh, ready to go. It's time to go. So like Diane was, like you were talking about, is we're looking for conversation starters. And so we're asking those questions on the first page. And I'm not showing that, but you better believe I've got that up, right? I've got the ATM up on my computer. We've got the home court advantage when we're at home and we're doing this virtually. I got, some of you have seen my office. I got five screens, right? I got a TV up here. I got this screen right here. Mike Allman's like, yep, I bet I have five and I'm going to put six now because I got to have better. I bet. Anyway, I got a vertical screen here, a horizontal screen over here, and another PC up here. Everything else is, anyway, it's crazy. I'm a pilot. I got to feel like I'm in a cockpit. All right. So anyway, I've got stuff up all over that help me with cheat sheets. So I've got my quoting tools right here under my camera. And then I've got some other things that I'm reading off of. I got my ATM, I'm flipping through. And so it just keeps me on track. I've got the ATM memorized. I still have it up, right? And so occasionally if I might be running behind and I don't have the things I need up, guess what? I got my ATM right here. And I can still say, here's my family. So it's the same thing that I had when I was in the home. Here's my former office right here, but now my office is right here with you. And this is where I prefer now. And, you know, I just talk about that. So I've always got what I need right in front of me. So
I love what you're saying because it's connecting. That's a key thing that has to happen here. And it's the closing question. We'll talk about that in a minute too. So I might come back with you too. Tim, I know you do a transition. Why don't you give me that real quick?
Well, one thing I was going to say too is they don't care about you. I'm just going to be blunt. Like, they don't want to hear about your stories. They stop liking you as much when you start talking. So that's about as it, as far as that, other than me asking questions when I'm like, so you're from Ohio. Oh my gosh. I went to Ohio last month for the very first time. Tell me your favorite part about Ohio, right? That's as much as I'm going to give. Really? Tell me some more about that. Well, what the heck brought you here to Texas? I mean, it's hot here. Why? You know, and we'll get to laughing. I'm like, it's either a boy or a job, because otherwise you wouldn't be here. You know, it's just digging deeper into something that they want to talk about. If they're older, it's about grandkids, you know, so.
Yeah. And with the reason why I wanted to show the ATM page, because if you're brand new, fill out all that stuff. So then now you're not out of talking points and asking them. It's about them. It's not about you. Just like I said, and Tim said, and Belle's going to say the same thing, and all the top producers on here, if you think it's about you, you are not going to sell a lot of stuff at all. They're going to go, okay, thank you very much. Have a great day. You know, they're going to find somebody else. So Dr. Martha.
Yeah, so this is also a favorite topic of mine. I think that the ATM is genius, and it incorporates all of our best practices from people that are very, very successful. So if you've got a repeatable process and you're doing it over and over and over, you're eventually going to get better. If you're doing it one-off every single time, you're not going to get better. So in our ATM, we've got building rapport, that's a best practice that's built into it. Fact finding, if you do that the right way, your declines should be, you know, almost nothing. And then the ERS, being able to duplicate the amount of people that you can help, or replicate rather. So as an agent, if you have people on your team, this is my opinion, I think it's very, very important that you help your new agents build that About Me page so that it's effective. And once you can pass along how you go on that About Me from kind of chit chat down to the heart, that last point is where you change the whole feel of the meeting. You go right into the emotions there, right? So I wouldn't hand it off to somebody and say, just go do it. I would actually spend the time with them and then do a simulation with them. Because every single person, it's a rookie mistake. They all do the same thing. They go to the About Me page and they freeze. And then they read it line by line. And then I say, Excellent. Let's do it again. And this time it's you say one thing about me and then two or three questions about them. Oh, light bulb goes off. So really, this is how we duplicate a magic sauce. It's all in the ATM. How do we replicate it? How do we make what works at the Alliance be something we can pass along quickly to a lot of other people? It's all in that ATM. So get with your upline and or watch the videos and see, study it, and then use it over and over and over. Last thing I want to say is how do you know that it's so effective? One way is if you're helping family, the family is going to just say, look, I already know who you are. Just give me the prices. So you're going to skip fact finding. It happens all the time. You're going to go right in. How much is the term? If you're skipping stuff, the chances of it staying on the books are lower and chances of it going through are lower. So when you've got a family member, just say, I have all kinds of time for you. I've got about 45 minutes on Saturday, and I'm just going to run you through how we do this so that we can get you the best possible solution. So never, ever, ever, ever have a meeting where you're not using the ATM, because it'll come back to bite you. It's all good stuff.
Thank you. And you know what I wanted to add? The ATM, what Andy did is he got all the top producers together and said, what do you say? What do you say? What do you say? What do you say? And that's how the rest, that's how that is there. And so when people say, well, I don't use it. So Belle, what do you got to say about that?
So when I first came on board, the one thing I knew about myself is, one, I'm an introvert. I'm the type of person that could go into a room full of people and be perfectly happy to sit on the sidelines, eat a snack, drink a soda, watch everybody, and not say a word to any one of them unless they came to me. If they came to me and initiated conversation, I was okay to talk to them, but I was not an initiator. I'm an extreme introvert. And two, I'm not a salesperson. I tried doing Mary Kay when I was in my early 20s. I thought I worked in a male-dominated industry. I was on the bomb squad. I was around guys and in the dirt all the time. And I thought that would be a great way to meet other ladies in the community. And when you cannot sell lipstick to women, you know you cannot sell, because they buy that whether they want it or not. I mean, like, it's like buying shoes, you know, and they wouldn't buy it for me. So I'm not a salesperson. But the one thing I do know is I can follow instructions. I can follow instructions like nobody's business. Like, that was my entire world in the military. Everything had a standard operating procedure, and you follow that and you're successful. Even in the world of bomb squads, there's best practices and standard procedures for certain types of things. You follow those, you live. You don't, you die. They showed me that they had a system, and all I had to do was copy it. And it's like, I can do that. I can do that. And I decided that, like, my whole mission was to be the best copier of that ATM. And I have been a top producer ever since, because it was never about what I could do, what I was. It was about the process. And anybody can get good at a process. And when I first started, I did the cardinal sin, just like Dr. Martha says, got to that about me page, and it was a monologue. And not only was it a monologue, you know how it's got that little kickstand on it? I set that thing up in front of me, and I was all but ducking behind it. Like, I disappeared. Like, it was just like gone, right? But I learned from there. And here's what I learned is, if you can make that conversational, one of my opening statements when I come into the home, it's the most innocuous question, the most gentle question you can ask anybody, but it leads into all that interaction from the About Me pages. So how long you been here? That is the easiest icebreaker. And they should name this page the icebreaker page, but then the client would see it if you're in the home.
Yeah.
So, but that's all this is. It's icebreakers. And so how long you been here? That's a very innocent question, but it leads to a lot of information. right? You can find out, you know, oh, I've been here my whole life. Oh, okay. So you got a lot of family in the area, whatever. And they'll answer that a bunch of different ways. They'll tell you how long they've been in the country, how long they've been in the state, how long they've been in that house. Like, you leave it open-ended and the way they answer tells you what's important to them. Oh, I've been here in Washington for 10 years. Oh, what brought you to Washington? Right? Now you have a follow-up question. It's an icebreaker. You know, and like, so where I'm from, it's easy to insert, oh, I've been here my whole life. Oh, I'm a transplant. I'm originally from Kentucky. So what's your favorite thing about being out here? Right. Give a little bit of information about you to get a lot more about them. So again, it doesn't feel like an interrogation where you're just firing questions at them, but it doesn't feel like a monologue where you're just there telling them how wonderful your life is, right? You can't be either of those. But when you can integrate that conversationally, but like Diane said, the biggest portion about that is when you get to the why you're passionate about what I do. That's the story you tell, is why you're passionate about what you do. And having a tragedy story and having a victory story. Because you got to have opposing ideas, opposing circumstances, because that's what causes movement. When if they have a victory story about how someone had insurance, you need to have a follow up tragedy story. And I guess I'm blessed to have a victory and a tragedy in the same story, and I tell it every time. And it's about my mother in law. When Jake's dad died, he was very young and they did not have life insurance in place. And they lost everything, so much that they became homeless and he had to go into foster care. Everything. Fast forward 20 years later, she marries again. This time she's aware of that vulnerability and they make sure they have stuff in place. 12 years ago, his stepdad died in an accident. Both died of an accident. His stepdad died in an accident. She had enough resources. She could pay off the house. She could pay off all their debts. And she did not have to face being homeless again. She did not have to relive the tragedy of having her child go into foster care because she couldn't house him, couldn't feed him. She knew the value of having a plan in place. And I'm so grateful she did. Because she passed away 2 years ago, but she got to live that 10 years in between the best quality of life possible because there was a plan in place. So have you lost anyone? What was that like for you? That's my story. And it's 100% honest.
See why she's the top producer? Because she drew them in, she told a true story, they imagined it, they started thinking about their family, they started thinking about, I gotta get something. So don't discount this page at all. When we bring people in right now, we make sure that their ATM is set up. If you have not done yours, because I know we only have like a minute left and I'm gonna have these guys talk real quick. If you haven't done yours, that should be a little assignment. And remember, a bullet point. And then we could talk about who you should practice it with. But you got some really great examples here today. And that is how you connect with people. So thank you guys for sharing that. Stan, we got like a minute between the two. So let's hit it.
Okay, I'm going to go fast. Connection I'm not going to dive into other than just make sure they like you, not love you. On the first appointment, they don't need to love you because it's easy to tell you to know if they love you. Also, when you're going through that, don't try to be perfect, like Dr. Mark said. Don't read line for line, but don't try to be perfect. Be authentic, right? Don't try to make sure that everything is down to the T. I am a Giants fan that lives, a New York Giants fan that lives in Dallas, right? How not perfect is that, right? I have a 99% close ratio with Dallas Cowboy fans, right? So while you're going through this, try to have fun. Icebreaker and transition, like for me, my mom and dad both passed away within 7 months, and my son was born right in the middle of that. And thank God that we had coverage in place so we did not have to struggle financially, right? So like, that's my story. And from what I would do is I asked them from there. So I go like, so who was it for you? Like, what happened? Most people throw this form away. What made you fill it out and send it in and actually show up for this appointment? What was it? And then if you can do that and just shut up and let them tell you what it was, somebody at church, some neighbor, something happened. If you can do that, then it makes things so much easier for you to be able to help them. And I'll tell them this along the way. I'll tell them, you're going to like working with me. I'll tell them that over and over again. I also tell them, once they tell me what it is, I'll go, I believe that I can help you and your family. Like, I'll tell them that with a level of confidence. And I'll say that throughout the appointment to the point where I kind of brainwash them a little bit. They're like, he can help us. We're going to like working with him. We're going to like working with Stan. We're going to like working. Like, before you know it, I know, like, they can't say no to it.
Can I help you? I sure would like to. If you're an agent with us, please go to timewithfitz.com. That's TimeWithFitz.com to schedule a time when I can help you directly. Just pick a topic and pick a time and we'll meet. If you're not an agent with the Fitz Group, I encourage you to go to thefitzgroup.org/contact. Again, thefitzgroup.org/contact and send us a message. See you soon.